Ruby Charts, and also I graduated with his older brother, her older brothers. So hearts go out to the Rogenbach family. But for those who have been keeping score at home of our four broadcasts this season, we have gone 0-4 in estimating the start time for our coverage. But, John, tonight it's not going to be an issue, as we have the coming home festivities taking place between the JV and varsity games right now, so we control our own destiny for once.
Well, the JV game is over.
Yes,
there,
it is.
There is no part of even an inkling of overtime considerations there. So, yes, we are right now just about into the festivities for coming home here at Harbor Beach.
Last week we found ourselves in the county seat, or as some might call it, the cultural center of the thumb, as USA took out the Bad Axe Hatchets 56-37.
Who coined that phrase?
I have no clue, John.
You know, USA, Unionville Sea Wing area, they're motoring along. They do occasionally stub their toe, but not in divisional play. You know, they're just motoring along.
Now we listen in to our coming home festivities of Harbor Beach.
Scored by Claire Woodkey. Representing the sophomore class is Brad Kanaski. Brad is the son of Paul and Karen Kanaski, and is escorted by Allie Guza. Representing the junior class is Elijah Sepulka. Elijah is the son of Steve and Paula Sepulka, and is escorted by Caitlin Brown. And now, one of these five seniors will be crowned coming home king. Derek Booms. Derek is the son of Michelle Booms and Larry Rogenbuck, and is escorted by Megan Wayner. Cody Boynton. Cody is the son of Russell and Ronnie Boynton, and is escorted by Kinsey Kramer. Sandler McDonald. Sandler is the son of Jennifer and Craig Austin, and Jason McDonald, and is escorted by Justine Rogenbach. Blake Pulowski. Blake is the son of Jeff and Tammy Pulowski, and is escorted by Jenna Arndt. Jacob Wan. Jacob is the son of Gary and Denise Wan, and is escorted by Alexis Braun. Please congratulate the Royal Court. Our reigning king from 2016, Cody Seaman, is escorted by Madison Kowalski and is here to crown our new king. And now it is time to find out who will be our coming home king for 2017. Our new coming home king is Derek Booms. Congratulations. Our new king is being honored with the crown.
And congratulations to Derek Booms. Derek is the son of Michelle Booms and Larry Rogenbuck, and is escorted by Megan Wayner.
Congratulations to the royalty.
This concludes our
so as we have 15 minutes on the clock, we are, folks, we are right on schedule. Things are beautiful when a plan comes together, I will say that, as it's a packed gymnasium from Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the Brown City Green Devils and the Harbor Beach Pirates are squaring off in Greater Thumb East competition. Coming up next on your Hardwood home for High School Hoops, Sports Radio 102.1.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Courtside at Center Court from the east side of Huron County at the shores of Lake Huron, Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Brown City Green Devils are in town, and they enter tonight's ballgame at 7-6 overall. Their best win, if going by record, would have to be Harbor Beach when they defeated Harbor Beach on their home court, 60-37. Their worst loss, probably at Ubley, when they lost by 13, 45-58. They're 3-2 in the Greater Thumb East, which puts them tied for second with Harbor Beach and Ubley, just two games behind first place Marlette. Brown City is coached by Anthony Troshak, who previously was at the helm at Caseville, ironically, which was our originally scheduled game for tonight. This is his third season in the home of the modern-day RV. In case you're curious, that's Brown City, with a record of 26-27 over the course of his span there, good enough for a .490 batting average. In regards to offensive production, Brown City is in the middle of the pack, scoring on average just under 49 points a game, despite pumping in over 60 in three games so far. On defense, they're allowing just a click under 46, so a positive margin of victory standing overall at 3 points for Brown City. It doesn't matter whether Brown City plays at home, or they have won three and lost three, or when they play on the road, picking up four wins and losing three times. Their averages don't change either, much home or away. On the road, the Green Devils average 48.2 points and allow 45.4, a 2.8 point differential in their favor. In the first game between Harbor Beach and Brown City, that marked the first victory for the Green Devils in at least the past six seasons, having gone 0-10 before the January 6th victory over Harbor Beach 60-37. Now, John Moon, let's take a look inside the Brown City huddle.
Well, Clark, as you mentioned, this is the second meeting between these two squads that are, let's face it, they're developing a pretty doggone good rivalry. Coach Anthony Troshak, his Brown City Green Devils, I think they're a great mix of veterans and youth, led by a junior scorer, Calvin Cook, and remember that name, you're going to hear it a lot tonight. Sophomore Andrew Geiger, same thing. Also, noted for consistency, these two teammates are. Seniors, Anthony Ford, pivot man, Caleb Muxlow. When you hear these four names, you're going to see the meat of their lineup. With the four that I mentioned, opposing defenses, they really can't concentrate on any one or any two. They've got to make sure that they've got everyone covered on the floor. So that is going to be the strength of the Brown City Green Devils. I got a feeling that if this is going to be a slow whistle, and I hate to hang it on officiating, but if it is a slow whistle style, Brown City is really going to walk out of here with an easy win.
Well, the Green Devils' story so far, they won two of their first three games of the season and only losing to Yale in overtime of those three. But over the holiday break, the BC went 0-3, but followed it up with a three-game win streak, defeating Harbor Beach at home by 23, at Sandusky by 3, and home against Bad Axe by 6 points. Since then, it's been win one, lose one, win one, lose one, bringing us to tonight.
It's kind of weird how the